So here's what the deal is. I didn't mean to have 5 seconds of dead air there, but we have air now, so we're going to tell you this. Get out of my way, people. What the hell are y'all doing just walking in front of me like that and stuff? You ain't been here long enough to be all like that and stuff. You only got 10 months. Chuck, tell this CCA over here where her business is. No, we're on live right now. Y'all can't be messing with me. Look at all the Halloween candy, Skittles. I'm putting all this shit in my pocket right here. This is my kind of stuff. You can't have that. Put it back. I'm taking all this. This is mine. I like this one. We're rolling, baby. Ooh, hey, you got grapes?
Yeah.
You want wine?
That would be funny. I made wine for you.
Yeah.
He said no. Mitch Hedberg, he said he saw a wino eating grapes. He told him, you have to wait. I thought that shit was funny.
That's good.
Okay, so first off, let's get right to the serious stuff.
The
unfortunately,
sad stuff. Sad,
yeah,
sad,
this is sad. This is horrible. So,
wait, y'all know what it is? Why it's so sad?
No.
Yeah, you were here the other day.
No.
Sean Connery died day before yesterday. That's horrible.
He was 90, right, though.
Yeah, and he, yeah, his wife said he was suffering from dementia. I didn't know that. So.
He's Mr. Invincible.
Dude.
I thought he'd live forever.
That was the best show ever, too. The
Untouchables?
Yeah, The Untouchables. Yeah. That was a great show.
Yeah.
Loved it in that.
All right.
And, of course, 007. He was one of the best 007s.
Well, he's the one that started it all.
Yeah. So
amazing.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Wait. With
a little tea.
Little tea.
All right, Tommy. Do your best Sean Connery voice.
I've got no Sean
Connery. He's got no... Pam?
She's like, who the hell's Sean Connery?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
She's freaking like a little...
He's English, right?
Yeah, British, yeah.
I can't...
He was knighted. He was knighted.
He was an actual knight.
No.
I still have a headband on, don't I?
Yeah.
Shit, sorry about that.
All right, go ahead.
No, I can't do one.
You can't do it?
I used to could.
All right.
Do one.
Hang on. All right. Sean Connery. Wait, that was...
No,
cool.
That's
that,
not no, bad. No. That's not bad.
Hang on. Give me a line that he used to say.
Are we putting way too much effort
into this? Dude.
No, I'm not doing that. This is really going to be me. All right, what else was he in?
I don't know, man. Untouchables was the thing for me. That was the one. You think he was just James Bond? No, he did a lot of other shows, too. He was in a lot of things.
Oh, here we go. Oh,
he did one called The Heist, I think. I think he was
The
in,
Heist, yeah.
Yeah, I think
that
it
was
The Heist.
All right, I'm looking up Sean Connery lines.
Yeah.
Famous quote.
Show me his line, I'll say.
Some age, others mature. Some age, others mature.
Bond, James
Bond. Bond, James Bond. See, it sounds so much better in my head than
so
when it comes out.
Others mature.
Others mature.
Others mature.
We want... Oh, wait. There's King Arthur. You know you got to pick all that crap up. Did you hear?
Hey, Roger.
Hey,
here's
hey what?
Hey.
What?
I didn't bring this candy for y'all to throw around.
Dude, I already stuffed my pockets, man.
Oh.
If it's not this, it's...
You didn't bring this
to
throw around? Is that what you're saying? You didn't bring it to throw around? Ah, no, I'm such a jerk. Okay.
You know you got to pick all that up.
I will. I'll pick it up.
I already picked it up and threw it back at him. Now he has to pick it up.
All right, so...
Hey, remember, he was a Professor Henry Jones. Indiana Jones'
dad. Oh,
he
was. Yeah, he was. He was Harrison Ford's dad, man.
All that stuff's so old, I wouldn't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm the oldest one here.
Yeah. Okay, so...
All right, sorry, so my Sean Connery failed.
Okay, no, that's all right. Sean Connery, we love him. He was a great actor, great man. He was a really good guy. We like it. Also, we lost Billy Joe Shaver, man.
Right.
Huge, huge songwriter. And... also, the guy that wrote Up Against the Wall, Redneck Mother.
Oh, yeah?
Wasn't Larry Joe Taylor. Another three-name guy. Damn, that makes me mad that I can't remember that.
Anyway, Halloween. Anybody have a good time Halloween night? Anybody have a good party? Man, we did. Holy crap. Who?
Eddie Haskell.
Eddie Haskell, the guy. Yeah, I saw that on there. And then there was two guys. There was the boyfriend and girlfriend from the Twilight series. They both died. I think I heard from fentanyl overdose, so I don't know. So there was quite a few of them gone this past weekend. That sucks. Let's move on to a happier topic. Also, right. Along with the expired actors and singers, songwriters, COVID is going to expire tomorrow, by the way. COVID will finally be over.
One way or another, COVID's going to...
Danny, tell your joke.
So, let me pick up all the candy I had over here.
Did y'all all over it all?
It's all over here now.
Oh, man. We threw it back at you.
Way to go.
All right.
So, COVID expires tomorrow. I want to remind everybody,
did you see your flinch?
Tomorrow, get out and vote. Got to get out and vote. Yeah. I still haven't voted yet, believe it or not.
We voted last.
Change the topic. Your joke.
All right.
You got a joke?
Yeah.
Danny's got a joke for you.
Oh, tell me your joke there, Danny.
All right. When you have sex with three people.
No. I already heard this. I know I'm handsome. Leave me alone.
Okay.
Nope. Not going to fall for that again. Y'all did that to me last week.
What?
Or did you?
I didn't do anything to you.
No, somebody told me that and told me it was Danny's joke. It may have been Danae.
Thanks a lot, Danae.
Ruined it for you.
Wow.
So
now everybody out there is wondering the joke.
Yeah, right?
I think you should tell me.
So if you have sex with three people, it's a threesome?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot we were still live. So go ahead. Sorry. Finish the joke. Shit. Sorry.
Good Lord.
Yeah, I forgot. Go on. What's the joke?
Oh, look, a chicken.
Squirrel! A silver squirrel. But a squirrel. Go ahead. Finish. Hurry. I got one for you.
You have sex with three people, it's a threesome.
Yes.
If you have sex with four people, it's a foursome.
Yes.
Man, you're awfully handsome, Roger.
That's
handsome.
That's no shit. You're right.
All right.
Pretty good. I'm going to put this on here like a dumbass. Okay, so along that lines, you know what? Sometimes I actually sit on my hand till it goes numb. Then it's like having sex with a stranger.
Or wait, what's the ultimate rejection? Both hands fall asleep.
Oh, that's terrible.
Right.
Can't believe you are telling these jokes in here when there's a woman, a lady present. Oh, wait, never mind, it's just me.
Yeah, she was so happy that she's included in this now.
Yeah.
No, she's not.
This is Breaking with the Boys and Pam. How's my hair look? My hair look okay? Like a what?
Like shit.
Thanks. That's what I was going for.
All right. Any Halloween stories?
Halloween stories. So, it is damn cool when you're sitting around. Okay, first off, Danny White and Connie White.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome job. Connie went as Flo from whichever, Geico or whatever.
Progressive.
And nailed it. So, Danny White went as Jake from State Farm. That was funny as hell.
There was a kid that came to the house and was Jake from State Farm.
Well. Thomas went as Rip from Yellowstone and nailed it. I mean, nailed it. And then Belinda, she went as Beth. So she did really good. And I went as the dude. So that turned out pretty good. Melanie went as a unicorn. She actually had a really good time. It was nice. It was good. Yeah. Turned her on to the dude's drink, White Russians. So, man, we was making them right and left. She had a big old glass of it. She was doing good. It was a great party. And then, like, when you're all just sitting around talking, this is how cool parties need to go every time. I'm going to throw a shout-out. Oh, it's almost over. So we're sitting around there, and all of a sudden the door opens, and in walks Garrett Bryan. Picks a guitar up off the wall, sits on the corner of the pool table, and just starts jamming out, man. Just starts singing. It was freaking awesome.
Cool.
So, anyway, had a great time. Happy Halloween, everybody. Last reminder, please get out and vote. It is very important. Also, I think I'm going to have a watch party because, I'm going to celebrate the end of COVID tomorrow night, the expiration date. And then we just want everybody to get out and exercise their right. And young people ought to register to vote and vote because their vote actually counts. Every vote counts.
10 seconds.
We're gone. All right. We got to go. Say goodbye, Danny.
Bye. memory of Sean Connery?
It's not ending tomorrow, so don't worry.
He ruined it for you.
Goodbye, Danny. Never mind.